from FTA's own members' point of view in the UK, they pay their road user levy as part of their vehicle excise duty, as part of their truck tax. So it's working fine as far as they're concerned. What we do hear about is cases of non-payment by foreign drivers and prosecutions and fines for non-payment. And DVSA, the enforcement agency, have a responsibility for clamping down on that. It's certainly a relatively easy tax to police, and so it should be enforced absolutely. A lot of trucks head inland from Dover and from Folkestone, head for the Dartford crossing, for example, and the cameras are in place there, obviously, to collect the Dartford toll. So it is easy to identify which trucks are in the country and whether or not they should have paid. So this is something that we should be getting 100% of the money for. The motorways in Kent are some of the most intensively trafficked motorways in the country in terms of heavy goods vehicles. It's an extremely important artery in the nation's road network. The Freight Transport Association would certainly argue for the right level of investment to be made in the quality and the upkeep of the M20 and the M2 and the M25. Clearly, it's absolutely key to the nation's trading. Whether or not the road levy is enough, our argument would be we need to spend what we need to spend. The limit that the UK government can currently charge is fixed by the European Commission. Arguably, after Brexit, those constraints no longer apply. On the other hand, though, I think the FTA might just caution here to say, well, you know, this is the nation's trade after all. The goods in the back of these vehicles are destined for British shops and for British consumers. We don't really want to make it too expensive to move these goods around, because at the end of the day, the consumer will pay. So it's not quite as simple as hiking the price, hoping these vehicles will go away, because actually they are carrying essential goods and services for the British economy. And of course, we risk the tit for tat higher charges on the continent for British truckers as well. So yes, it's probably a not a clever ploy simply to engage in this without thinking it through really carefully. We certainly think that visiting trucks should pay their fair share. So we certainly applaud the introduction of the road user levy, because it does help level the playing field between British and foreign trucks. I think it's important again to make the case for the investment in truck stops in Kent on their own merits. This is something that should be understood by government, that in order to keep traffic flowing through Kent and to look after trucks and drivers properly, should it come to a halt, we do need proper arrangements in place, proper truck stops, proper parking facilities, so we don't have to close motorways and inconvenience the residents of Kent